Hello and welcome to We Are Everywhere, CFRU's Gay and Lesbian Public Affairs program. I'm your host, Sean Lucas. We Are Everywhere is sponsored by Guelph Gay and Lesbian Equality. Coming up on today's program, we'll be looking at the Glad Day Bookstore. The Glad Day Bookstore has been in operation in Toronto for almost 20 years. Glad Day's owner, Gerald Moldenhauer, is set to retire but would like to sell the store first. If the store is not sold, the lesbian and gay community could lose a valuable resource center. I had a chance to talk with Gerald about Glad Day and some of the battles it has fought for the lesbian and gay community over the last 20 years.
Glad Day, as they say, started out of a backpack because the University of Toronto Homophile Association, as it was called then, was founded in 69. And after 69, after Stonewall, which had occurred in New York in June of 69, a whole new gay literature started to appear. Gay people telling their own stories, taking control of the of their lives and asserting an entire new literature, a literature that had previously been dominated by anti-gay psychiatrists, essentially, and a literature of usually closeted authors, although there were many not so closeted authors whose books weren't well distributed or who hadn't been published by major publishing houses, so they weren't well circulated. At any rate, during the year 1970, this new gay literature started to appear, and strangely, none of the books were available in the Toronto bookstores that I used to peruse, and this angered me. So I made a few phone calls and found out that I could actually, with a small investment, order some books and on a wholesale basis and try and sell them. So that's basically... That was the origin of Glad Day. It was a reaction to Toronto bookstores' backwardness in not making available this new literature of gay liberation. So, Glad Day in its early days was linked with the Body Politic, which was founded the next year in 71. Glad Day and the Body Politic resided in my house, or in the different houses where I lived during that period. The front room of the house was the bookstore and the newspaper layout offices. There was a split that occurred, I think, in 73 between Glad Day and the Body Politic, and it was then that I finally decided that I would pursue seriously a career in bookselling and move the tiny store, which had many visitors, even if it was in a residential area in Cabbage Town, onto Yonge Street. It was up exactly where the new library is located, north of Bloor Street. And it's moved, three times since that location to our present location, where we've been now for about 6 years. So what started as three or four or five titles in a backpack has now grown to a computerized inventory of over 10,000 titles. So that's basically where I'll leave it, and if you have other questions.